Hi, my name's Frank Walker from National Tiles.
Hi, I'm Clive Peters, EEEZ.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NARELLE.com.
The last few things I was going to ask you about is content.
Uh-huh.
So I know we were looking at your Real Talk thing,
mm-hmm.
and how that has definitely become a trend over the last year for yourself. What what have you guys changed in your content? What does the next year look like?
Hopefully, as if it stays legal and safe to do so, I think for me and Luke as well, probably is just stand-up clips.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something Luke's a lot better at me because he's just been putting more effort into filming the clips and everything.
That was good. I like that.
Thank you. And it shows that I was being honest.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Come up with a fucking title banger and then come talk to me. Yeah.
You still haven't rounded that out.
I was
going to
say, we're still waiting for the comeback.
Yeah, Hey,
you're running out of time.
Stay tuned for our sixth appearance on the show.
This joke feels like titles launched strong at first and then it just petered off.
You know what's happened here is, you know, right before a tsunami, the tide goes out.
Oh.
The tide's gone out. We're standing 300 metres into where there is normally ocean having a party. We don't know it's coming. Pretty soon, tidal wave's going to fucking take us out.
Okay.
You wait. It's coming. This podcast might go for 6 hours, but it will arrive. I think that what's really changed during quarantine is short vertical video. Remember when Instagram started up IGTV and they did a big press conference and they were like, vertical video is the future, and everyone was like, fuck off.
This is shit.
I'm not watching video vertically. Look at us now.
Yeah.
Can't laugh at a comedy show because it's in landscape.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I spend probably 50% of my editing time not creating original content. It's just resizing and repurposing content for every single platform. And it infuriates me. I love subtitling and I love resizing, Jordan.
That's so good. Frustrating. Because Luke and I both started.
People don't even want to listen anymore. They have to have both for them to pay attention to the joke.
Yeah.
It's true. I've noticed on TikTok now that subtitling is like standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Luke and I started, it was Facebook. That's
and
it.
YouTube.
And a little bit of YouTube. Now, if you want to be a creator, it is so much more difficult to be on everything. You need to be on, I mean, you don't need to be on Facebook, but we are. Facebook, what we do, I come up with one video, I got to post it to Facebook, to Instagram, to YouTube. And then I got to cut it down for Reels and cut it down for TikTok. And then I got to do stories. It's like you no longer do one post. Twitter, yeah. You got to put it absolutely fucking everywhere. There is no such thing as posting once. Every time you have a bit of content, you got to post it 8 times. That's why we have editors. Is like, you know, sometimes Luke and I will edit the main YouTube video, the stand-up clip or whatever it may be, and then you got to give it to one guy who has to spend 4 hours
just
distributing it to other platforms, and then you have to sit down for like half an hour captioning, posting. All right, next platform, caption, post, next platform, doing all of that. It's cool because you get to reach a wider audience, but it's like it's turning into such a job to be everywhere at once, and you have to be everywhere at once. And you got to be posting every fucking day. That's why I started Real Talk.
We have like two full-time jobs and one part-time job. I would say podcasting is a part-time job.
Yeah.
We spend 3 days a week doing podcasting.
Yeah. And that's just not the show. Planning the show, organizing event. We try to do more than just a podcast.
And then being a stand-up comedian is a full-time job. Has been for years.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah.
And I always feel like the struggle to keep up the standard with everyone else that's just doing stand-up while we're trying to do all these things during the day. Like, okay, we'll get to gigs and everyone's like, what have you guys been up to today? And like, and you go, oh, podcasting. We did 2 episodes today and then I wrote a video and thing. Oh, they go, I'm like, what'd you do? They're like, oh, I wrote like 2 jokes. But then they go up and those 2 jokes like kill.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's actually a productive day. But then I go like, didn't have a chance to write. I'll see how I'll go.
Do you really have
to
be?
But that's why you're so good at crowd work.
Yeah, because I got really good at crowd work because I often get up at gigs and I'm like, ah, fuck it. And I just start talking to people.
But do you really have to be on every single platform?
Yep. Absolutely not Facebook anymore.
100%. I think you need to, you must focus on one. Absolutely. I think once you're established, you need to be everywhere. If you're starting out, you need a mainline, just one.
You need to at least be on TikTok and Instagram now starting out, at least. And then YouTube, you should be trying to, because you can't monetize on those platforms unless you get brand deals. Yeah. You should be working on something that's monetized, which is YouTube in the long run.
I think the ultimate goal for any creator should be big on YouTube, because that is, that's, I honestly, out of all of these platforms, YouTube still is the only one I look at and go, that's going to be here in 10 years.
Yeah, I was thinking
Facebook died years ago. Is that going to be here in 10 years? It might be. It might be fucking MySpace. Instagram is the next Facebook. It's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
it's already happening.
It's doing making the same mistakes that Facebook did, which was let's be every app at once. You know, TikTok, Instagram saw TikTok and was like, oh, we'll have that. They saw Snapchat. They were like, we'll have that.
If TikTok just doesn't change it, I see longevity in it. I didn't originally. And we were both like hating on it. But it's like every app. You know what? We kind of thought everyone compared it to Vine when it came out. Remember when it came out? Yeah, everyone was like, it's just Vine 2.0.
It's definitely not like Vine.
It was. The level of content was just shit.
I was pretty pro TikTok for a while. I remember, I think
yeah, you were like, we need to get on this.
One on TikTok. But and now I am the smallest one on TikTok.
But it was just like so, the people on it were so bad. The content was so
only
bad.
Only children.
At the start, it was just made by kids.
It was just mainly cringe. Like
it was weird.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I was against it. I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be associated with this mess of this app. But then it started to get good. And then I put a lot of time into it. And now it's my biggest platform.
Yeah. I was thinking like what I noticed was, yes, the content could be shit, but the algorithm was
totally fascinating. Is insane. It knows exactly what I want to see, and I don't feel like I've given it enough information to do so. But it just fucking works.
It just knows.
It's
and if
great.
They don't change it, it'll be great because that format of a minute, everyone knows it now. Just don't change it.
Well, it's already happening. Well, they're getting into live streaming.
Yeah.
And
they push that really
some
fucking
some people
hard.
I know went to meet the people in charge of TikTok in Australia, and they're going to go real hard on live streaming, which is cool.
Yeah, I've Carla and the creator team, because we manage a lot of like TikTokers now.
Yeah. So you must be making heaps of cash out of that.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
It's a hard slog because the problem with the early TikTokers who were big is that, and this is the thing I'm noticing
between...
It's very
hard to get off TikTok to transfer the audience elsewhere.
Well, okay. So here's a question for you guys. Of your audience, what percentage is Australian on TikTok?
Mine's like 60.
Okay. That is unusual for a lot of the early TikTokers.
I do hashtag Australia in every single one of my videos.
Do you?
Every single one.
Yeah. So all the difference between a lot of the creators that we managed that were there in the early days when it was like Musical.ly, they've got like 8 to 10% Australia.
Yeah.
The rest is all American or some random place like India or somewhere in Europe. But the ones like Will Gibb, and a few others.
I take about 41%.
Okay. So like Will has an audience in Australia in the 90s.
Yeah.
A percent.
Yeah.
Like they've worked out that you can't just jump on trends and just get big that way because
no
one wants to do shit with
you. That's useless. They're not a fan of you. They're a fan of how you did that trend that was entertaining at the time. And then you go, by the way, I have a fucking bakery. And they go, well, I don't care about that. I want you to do the dance.
Yeah. So it's harder for people to accept that because it's harder to grow on TikTok in that way, but it's better in the long run.
From someone who has grown slowly, it is so much better and so much more... It lasts.
It lasts. You can I've see seen, how many comments they get per like subscribers.
They don't even follow me on other platforms. They just see me promote it and they go like, come to shows and they go, I'm such a big fan. Every time I upload, like I upload 4 times a week or 5 times a week on TikTok, they go, I'm always like first. I feel like I'm always there so early when you upload. Like, and it's weird to have a fan on TikTok because I'm not really a fan of anyone on there because I don't use it like that. I'm a fan of people on YouTube.
That's because it's the new like
you can't
Gen
really
Z
check up
on
people's new videos on TikTok.
You just get what you're given.
You get what you're given.
And there's nothing's chronological. And TikTok was smart in the sense where Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they all had to go through this thing of they gave it to you chronologically and then they took it away. TikTok were just like, you get what you get and you don't get upset. And I'm not upset.
Yeah.
Because the algorithm
because it knows
good.
You so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I know what you mean. But the thing is, if you get dished someone's stuff on your own.
If you repeatedly get dished someone's stuff, you just become a fan.
Yeah. Mm. But also you can go into their profile and view stuff.
Yeah, you can. You can binge watch people on TikTok as well.
But I know what you mean. Like sometimes you'll miss shit and be like, oh, fuck, there's like three videos here I've missed. What the fuck?
Yeah, I go and like sometimes I like watch Alex Williamson stuff and I'm like, oh, I wonder what he's been up to. And then it tells you which ones you've watched. Like, he posts like 10 times a day. I'm like, oh, I'm not watching this.
out of interest, how many people do you follow on like mine is absolutely 50, ridiculous on 40? TikTok, mainly because I just look at like a creator and go like, okay, this is another person I can potentially work
honestly
with.
185,
732.
Half the people I follow,
it's a lot.
I just kind of like as a joke, like yeah. I'll see someone like this just does shit stuff, and I'll just like go, I want to watch more of this because I want the algorithm to recommend me more of whatever
I will like. Shit things, so I get more shit things.
Yes.
I love it. That's the best part of TikTok.
Whenever I see someone fall off the roof, I just like it. Even if that wasn't a good one, I know in 2 days' time I'm going to get a banger of someone
that's a good,
eating
that's a good
shit
strat.
On a kayak or
Let
something like that.
Let me tell you, all the listeners, everyone watching, this is the best content on TikTok, without a doubt.
By far.
I've watched a lot of TikTok. This is the best.
Which?
The best, and it's really rare. But it's starting to happen more and more and more often. It's like become a thing to do on TikTok. The best fucking TikTok you could ever watch is an old person accidentally posting a TikTok to their feed for the first time. Some old man just filming himself accidentally, looking confused, trying to turn it off while like wet ass pussy plays. They turn it, the TikTok ends
and it has like a million likes.
Yeah,
it's so good.
And they'll get 500,000 followers, and people are doing that because it's funny and because the idea of like an 80-year-old guy in fucking Alabama just sitting there while his phone goes bing 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 bing, how do I turn it off, bing 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 bing, follow is hilarious.
Yeah,
it's like positive bullying.
Do you know one of my favorite people to follow is this old guy who's like in like the New South Wales northern coast, and he's like an old editor of The Age, like, but he's probably about 75 or something like that, and he just tells these stories on like his TikToks are just stories.
I also love that
totally
page,
fascinating.
Sink reviews. It's just a guy that like earnestly reviews sinks in America, and he rates them like out of 5 sinks. And it started off, I liked it ironically. I was like, lol, this guy's reviewing sinks. That's a good meme. And now I'm just like, I'll get fucking pissed off when he gives one like 4. And I'm like, dude, that was a 2 at best. I know a sink when I see one.
I found one. How's this? In my liked videos. 10 million views.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
Is there good audio from it? We'll describe it.
I'll mute it. Just so you don't get copyrighted or whatever, but it's just this woman just like eating. She's reading the text. You're supposed to like pick one of them. That's the trend. She doesn't know she's being filmed. She's trying to stop it. It's not stopping. She has no idea what's going on.
And she's just chewing the whole time as well.
Look at her. She's tapping. She's like, how do I turn this off? She thinks she stopped it. She's talking to someone else now. It has 10 million views, 2.5 million likes. And this woman has now 70,000 followers.
And what are her other
videos?
And
that's almost as much as you, and you try.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like there's a bit in that.
That's so brutal.
It would almost be an interesting experiment to go full on prosthetic makeup and do one of them on a new account and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Then you'd end up being stuck in this old man character on this weird second account.
I know.